5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So I don't like hearing other couples say babe for some reason. I don't like that one. Babe.
Walk me through that. How come you don't
babe.
Like it?
Babe. Shut up. You found love. Just call him Travis.
You're upset because you're jealous.
Guys, we're in remotely.
Remotely. We never do this, but you know what? Things happened on, you know, Trev's schedule, and good things. Just absolutely
great
phenomenal
things.
Thing.
Yeah.
Great things. And so he's currently, why am I talking for you? But he's currently.
No, I like it. Set me up. It's like you're about to bring me on stage.
Yeah. I feel like you're a guest.
Feel like a guest,
right?
On the Stiff Socks podcast, man. So which one of y'all like? Feet. Oh, let me get a stinky socks, huh? What does this sign mean?
God. But yeah,
how does so many people fuck up the name? Stiff Socks, you idiots.
How are you on the show and not know the name?
You follow the account and you're still calling it Silver Semen, huh?
It is. I mean, that's a pretty good name.
Silver Semen.
You know how they have the Golden Bachelor? We should get like two like 70-year-olds and call it Silver Semen. Bro.
Great.
And then talk about fucking like older and like how wrinkly pussy is, and it's probably better, and they're more, you know, they know what they're doing.
I think
that's
it's warmer.
Oh, I don't think so.
No,
I think it's,
I think it is because they're always crocheting, so they have like a blanket on their lap. I think
honestly,
it's a little warmer.
Bro, and sometimes they wear diapers, so it keeps the heat in.
Hold up. Hold
Am
up.
I into it?
Bro, that's got to be a trip. If you're a grandpa and you're like, okay, this is crazy, 3 minutes in. But if you like you slide a finger down her pantaloons,
okay,
because you know Phil is looking for it, you know, maybe right. Maybe y'all bingoed together. She's looking for that extra O. But you put your hand in the waistband and
the
you feel
cookie
a diaper
jar.
For the yeah, hey, come on now, the oatmeal yeah. Cookie jar.
Oh
but
shit!
You, God. But much. if you put your hand in the for the first time, you feel like yeah. Like diaper. You're like, what the
right.
Fuck? Is this legal?
Oh
hello?
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like,
yeah,
if a grandpa and a grandma are hooking up, you might feel diaper for the first. Like, you take her pants
right.
off and the diaper's off. You're like, God damn. Shawty got them charming when I'm charming her.
Bro, but also, maybe that's how you know she's ready.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
She got, yeah. She goes, I got this for a different type of wedding. I don't know, man. I'm in North Carolina. My brain is fried right now.
But I will say, is that the moment that you know that you've like crossed that threshold? You're like, you're the new guy in the old folks home. You know, you're like 78
yeah.
and everyone else is like 87. And you're like, these old fucks. And the moment that you hook up with someone, you reach down and there's a diaper. That means you crossed over. That means you're like,
yeah.
Fuck, dude, I'm officially. Because do you think someone's like that 73? Because my dad is around that age. He doesn't think he's old because he lives in Boca and everyone is 112. So what you do is you just surround
yeah.
yourself by people that are older than you. And then you're like, these old fucks.
Yeah.
You know, but there comes a point where you can't surround yourself by people that are older than you because they're all dead. So
right.
the line.
But what you do is you go to a graveyard and you go, man, y'all old as fuck.
Yeah, you fucking skeleton ass bitches. Look at you worm eating your face.
Well, you know what I was thinking? What I was thinking is like the roles kind of get reversed the older you get, because now it's like if you're hooking up with a girl and she's like, oh, I'm on birth control, you're like, oh, fuck, this is so hot. But if you hook up with an older man, he's like, oh, I got my tubes tied. You're like, oh, you know, it's like now he's the one doing birth control.
Right. And
some got his tubes like, tied.
Dude, he does. Yeah. And then women at some point, all their eggs are, you know, omelets. So they don't even work anymore. They're like dusty eggs. You know what I mean? You ever open an egg with no yolk?
No.
I have. And those
you
are old. Yeah. Open up no yolk, just all egg whites. But that's what old eggs
that's got to be the golden ticket. Well, yeah, eventually you're just fucking the fuck. It's almost like you're on Autotopia. It's like you can drive, but the car's already driving itself. It's like if two older people are banging it out, eggs gone, tubes tied, bro.
Right. So all
pregnancy,
you need is,
yeah.
All you need is Blue Chew, run the ad, but all you need is some Blue Chew. Do women like maintain wetness as they get older, or does that stop working?
Depends.
Uh-oh, diapers.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
So we're doing pun comedy. I don't know. I don't like to think about that.
I do.
But
can you look it up? Like, does it stop squirting? Does the car wash just shut off? Oh, bro, that's a good question. At what age, if you're a squirter, at what age does that stop working? At what age does your super sucker just break?
Yeah.
Or is it always? Or are you 93 just hurting drywall?
At what age do you cease fire is what you're trying to say.
Yes. Yeah. At what age does that stop? And if once a squirter, always a squirter? Or maybe you're 37 and it just stops and you just become, you know.
I got a question for you. Let's say you're in solitary confinement and you somehow know that.
Oh, go ahead.
That was it. That was the question. That was it.
Sorry. Go ahead.
If you know that this is your last nut ever,
okay,
your final nut, solitary confinement.
Fuck.
What are you watching on the old internet?
Oh my God. You know what I'm going to do, dude? Is I'm going to try to find the video that I stole from my buddy when I was like in seventh grade.
Really?
Because that's just that's just a warm blanket to me. And I think it's a nice, like, you know,
full circle moment.
Thank you. That's what I wanted. A nice full circle moment. Because that's or like an Adam and Eve catalog that my dad threw at my feet when I was in like fifth grade. Like something like that could just bring me back. Yeah, man, because you could say, you know, it's the craziest, blah, 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 Riley Reed, da, da, da. But like, I think your last one, you almost want it to have meaning as opposed to some weird goth chick that rips her head off and just deep throats at Bald Eagle.
Yeah, I was trying to think because, you know, that post not regret, that's what you got to live with as your last nut. So you kind of want to go off on a good note.
Where are you at?
Hmm.
The Old Testament?
See, I originally thought maybe some freak, like something I've never jailed to, some freak shit, because I'm gun in my head. All right. If I ever was curious about this category.
Yeah, like a giraffe doing putt-putt or something.
Yeah. Yeah, like an armadillo, something with like a little bit of arch to it. Like, or just something that like, you know, I just go to the category section and just, you know, do the old casino. Ring, ding, 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 ding. You know, just a category that I never looked at before.
Dude,
and just was like, does this do any? I might even go gay porn, if we're being honest.
Oh, that's great.
Come like a rainbow. Skittles. Oh.
Yeah, chicks with dicks, just so you have everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, just to see if I never looked it up in my lifetime, just to see if that ever did anything for me. But if then keep scrolling.
You've never tested yourself?
Looked at gay porn?
Yeah.
Mm, No, but not on purpose. Well, kind of. I one time I watched a threesome and the girl left the room for a minute, and that just essentially is what, like, that was.
This is the worst substitution ever. Yeah, hey, like, get in here.
Put her back in the frame.
Yeah, what is she? A water break right now?
Dude, if the internet if the internet froze right there and my dad walked in and be like, hold up, I'd be like, first of all, we don't live together. What the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
But I'd be like, oh, I've seen this one. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever watched Two Men Making Love.
Yeah, when I was in college.
I've seen it in thumbnails. Myself. In college?
Yeah. When I was in college, I was like, dude, how do I know that I'm not? Just because I feel that internally, all right, but I might be lying to myself. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I might have some repressed stuff. Let me just see if this does anything for me.
Yeah.
And I turned it on, two hot men, and I think I've done it probably about 5-6 times in my life, just to be like, where am I at? And just the two hot gentlemen just really just having a poke. And did nothing for me. And I go, cool.
Yeah, dude. And then at the end, they dap up. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah, they sit down. They watch the Chiefs game. I'm like, hold on. I am gay. This sounds awesome.
That's the final level of the Boy Scouts. Is usually, well, what? Boy Scouts turn to Eagle Scouts, turn to ROTC kids?
I think that is the evolution. Boy Scouts to Eagle Scouts, to ROTC, to H&R Block, to just an unhappy marriage.
Oh, man.
That's the American way, honestly.
Goddamn. Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
Dude, I heard the funniest sentence over the weekend. I went to Coachella over the weekend. Fucking
much to talk about.
So yeah, we're over here fucking talking about what would you goon to? So final answer on that, I would watch. Okay, because I can watch whatever I want, but the final nut counts. Yeah, I'd watch everything of one, see what sparked the highest level interest.
Okay,
giving off to that. But I also like your point, going back to nostalgia. I might go to Gianna Michaels, and you know, she was the woman that turned me on to porn in the first place.
Yeah,
Jugs O'Houlihan. God,
buddy,
damn,
dude. You might just find a hot magazine in your paintball magazine and then rip those pictures off, stick them on the wall for old time's sake like you used to do.
I might even jerk off to myself.
You could do that. You could do that. I mean, sometimes when I have had sex and I look at myself when I'm having sex, I am fucking myself. I'm fucking to myself. Because when I'm not looking at the unit. I'm looking at myself. Am I egotistical? Like, no. In the mirror.
No, I was just thinking, like, I wish they'd take my driver's license photo, like, the second I nut. Post-sex, dude, you just look, like, the V-lines show up, your hair's slightly off, you're looking in the mirror, and she's behind you in the bed, like, oh, wow, fuck. Yeah. And you're like, what's your name again?
Yeah, mom. No, but you're like sweating like a little bit, you know.
You want somebody to see you. That's like if a Postmates driver walked in, I'd be like, yeah. Oh, I got the delivery. Keyword delivery.
Yeah, I just open the blinds up, and be like, what's good, you know?
Oh yeah, if I'm in a hotel, post intercourse, housekeeping knocks. Yeah, come in. I just did.
A roast beef? No, I need a plan B. Dude, there is something really weird about ordering room service. And I did it in Vegas. I ordered room service and they came in with like that full cart thing.
It's the biggest cart in the world.
It is also so weird. Like, get out of my room.
Well, dude, the whole thing about it is awkward because it's the biggest cart and you're like holding the door and you're in the way a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I also think we're just so used to Postmates culture where it's just a bag out front. But here they're like knocking. They're like, can I come in your room? Just leave it.
Leave it.
Leave it at the door. Leave it. Like the fucking slop hound of a pig that I am.
Yeah. I also know how wheels work. Just wheel that bitch in. But, what are you going to do for me? Are you going to put my salt and pepper on? I don't give a fuck that you're wearing a tux. Dude, get out of here.
The cart is so heavy. And then it just sits in your room and then you wheel it out at 7 a.m.
Bro, you know what's the saddest thing ever? Is I had one in there when another one came.
Yep.
And he goes, do you want me to take that? And I go, yeah, I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? You just wheel it out in the hallway? I'm being serious. I don't know what to do with it.
They're pushing a absolutely.
Oh,
dude, they're pushing
okay.
Well, we throw out the window. Dude, they're pushing a bar cart into your room for a grilled cheese. Just knock on the dude. If I opened the door and there was just a sandwich on a Bounty paper towel, I'd be like, there's my food.
I'm not joking you, I would like it a little more. If the paper towel was like closed, like how your mom would wrap something if you're going into the woods, you know what I mean? Just like around it. If that's on the ground, I'm fine with it. I really would prefer that than like a whole cart with like the top, and then they reveal it like they made it. I know you didn't make it. Do you like your
fucking
thing?
Cheez-Its? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also just too nice for the shit that I'm ordering.
Yes, dude. I got a club sandwich, and then the side of it was like fries, and I swear to God, he went ching, like, you know, that metal thing. Ching.
Of course.
You didn't make this. This is a club sandwich. It has two pieces of bread. I don't know why. What happened to the third one? And there's too much mayonnaise on it. Why are you wearing a tux?
Two chicken tenders and a fry. And they're like, Mr. Blaustein.
Yeah.
This is not making me feel good about myself.
No. Coachella, you were saying. Sorry.
Coachella. You said something about horrible marriages and it sparked this. I just I was at some after party out there and I heard the funniest sentence. It was just so like... I heard it and I go, I got to put this in a movie somewhere. Not that I'm making one right now, but like eventually down the line, I'm like, this has got to go move. This girl is talking to this guy. I don't like hearing other couples say babe for some reason. I don't like that one. Babe.
Walk me through that. How come you don't
babe.
Like that?
Babe. Shut up. You found love. Just call him Travis.
You're upset because you're jealous.
I don't know if it's jealous. It's the tone. I think if it was a casual, like, oh, babe, would you mind? Oh, babe, you're good at it. You go, oh, babe, could I just, oh, babe.
It
flows right in. But when somebody enunciates the A's for too long, they go, beep.
It's not even A, it's an E. Beep. Well,
turn that babe into an Abe. Shot. Theater. Get out.
Head. In the head.
Ultimately died getting head.
Dude, I'm so sorry. I saw my agent of all people sent me the funniest, not funny, but funny video this dude made. It was about JFK getting shot, and they made a song about it. And maybe you guys all have seen this, and I just haven't seen it. He got shot, and they made this song about how they revealed Onassis's butt. Like how she was like leaning over to take care of him, and there's like six shots of like her butt, and the song turns into "Thank God he got shot because we got to see that ass." Something I should bring up on the podcast, but it was
no. That's kind of similar to what I've been saying in life. Every situation, there's a heads and a tails. Heads was clearly his. Yep. Uh-huh. And tails was her ass.
Holy shit, that worked perfectly.
It did. There's a positive to every negative, and there's a negative to every positive. Negative, gets glocked. Positive,
yeah,
giat. She got the yes. giat. He yeah. got giat.
He got gatted and she got the giat. Yes, yeah. dude.
So
she got a thing on her though.
That's what I'm saying, right? Bro. Right. Inside job, they're trying to see inside her skirt. Now, is always yeah. disrespectful. Absolutely.
It is inside the hand job.
That's got to be a title somewhere. Yeah, I don't even know if it's on this podcast, but I should Google it somewhere. So,
good.
This girl, which already pissed me off.
Yeah, I get it.
You hate him. She goes, babe, where's your vape? And he goes, babe, also says it really bad. Babe, I told you, my vape is in my other vest. And hearing a man say other vest, insinuating he owns multiple vests,
bro,
get out. Go to the do lab and do not live life anymore. Get 100%. Out. Get the fuck out.
Yep. Go to Walmart, buy a gun, eat it. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Babe, just one single gunshot. One single babe, one single gunshot. Good night. That's the new Pixar movie.
Absolutely. Dude, the Pixar lamp is crazy.
It is. No. I mean, you take that light bulb out, put a flashlight on it. I mean, call me on Tuesday. I'll get it. Yeah. I'll take that bitch to prom.
Should I get that bounce?
Oh, yeah. Should
I get that bounce? That was all I had. I'm trying to think about any other Coachella stuff. I mean, it's just so, I just saw like the most like cooked artists, like, I just, you know, there's global artists there that are like going to go down in the Walk of Fame and like some of the best bands to ever live. And I'm like, nope, I got to see Yeet and Shoreline Mafia. I saw Yeet, Shoreline Mafia, Two Hollas, and...
What is that experience like? I've never been to Coachella. So,
dude,
seeing an artist like that, is it just like... How does it feel? Like, how does the audience feel? Like, what's the vibe? Like, where is everyone
hyped? It's great,
is everyone
man.
Drugged up? Is like, what is it? What is it? Goddamn.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn. You know, it's a very, some of the best things is just kind of the when you're walking stage to stage, that kind of like free flow when you're like with your group and there's like a little bit of breeze and you're kind of just loose and you're kind of just rolling with like a slight agenda.
Okay.
You're kind of frolicking and it's great because there's so many bands playing at once at any given time. There's like six stages happening. So the people at that stage usually are like pretty much fans of whoever's playing or at least know some of their music. So all the people, I was trying to think like, you know, because if a band is on their own tour, it's like people are paying just for them. But a lot of times at Coachella, people wait at that stage all day for the headliner of the night because they want the best seat. So people were sitting through T-Pain, who was so good. People were sitting through T-Pain to watch Charli XCX. So his whole front row, T-Pain's whole front row was a bunch of dudes wearing like bright green. So as an artist, you're like, do these people even give a fuck about me? Or are they just here for Charlie XCX? So it's interesting to see. But I think if you're a generational talent or a global talent like T-Pain is, like a guy who has touched so many generations of music, you're like, you might be sitting there waiting for Charlie XCX. But you're like, oh, I fucking know this one. I know this one. And I think that's what Coachella tries to do, is book people who, it's like, oh, this person wants to see Charlie, but they wouldn't mind sitting through X people. But other than that, it was awesome just kind of flowing around and just going stage to stage. And it's a place where you're like, there's so much stimulation going on and so much people watching and everything. You're like, I don't think I was on my phone scrolling anything.
You're scrolling in your brain. Like you're scrolling with your eyes in front of you. Yeah, yeah.
My life was the explore page. Lots of chicks with ass.
So great. That's great.
Some dudes with ass too. Probably going to see Charlie.
I mean, there's a lot of dudes with ass. I mean, honestly.
That's baseball.
Yeah. Baseball, linemen, defensive linemen. Everyone.
Hut, hut, cock.
Yeah. So what?
Honorable title.
Did anything who did you go to, like, a not a big artist, that sounds fucked up, but like, did you go to like a headlining show?
I did see Lady Gaga. but I went after seeing Yeet, who's like the king of fried, dude. It was so good. Oh my god, because even if his performance was like a that music with those like with those sounds and those 808s on these Coachella size speakers.
Yeah.
And we're like in the front. I mean, you feel that like in your soul. And it's just, it was like the best, worst performance ever. Does that make sense? Where he's like,
yeah. He was kind of, did he care?
Kinda.
I feel like he wouldn't care.
No. So I ended up meeting his videographer out there and he said he didn't even show up to
sound check.
He didn't show up to sound check. So he's up there like, he's up there like it's a college gig for a comedian. He's like, whatever. I don't give a fuck if I bomb or not. Like, he just goes up there. He's playing the songs. The song sounds so good in the speakers. And he's kind of walking around. He has a giant 50 like foot inflatable bell on stage for one of his songs. And it's just so the music just sounded really good on those speakers, I will say. But he's having fun. He's still a good performer. But then you go to Lady Gaga and she's got like seven different outfit changes. The dancers.
Of course, dude.
The set design for Lady Gaga was like, I mean, crazy. But I'm up there and I'm just watching like, damn, this is cool, but this ain't no Yeet.
Where's the bell at?
Yeah, bring the bell. Where's the fucking Tonka truck?
Bro, can you imagine just being like that level of artist and just your manager goes, hey, it's sound check. And he goes, nah. It just goes back to sleep. I respect that so much, dude. I'm so type A with sound checks and getting there on time and making sure everything, dial everything in and blah, blah, blah. Like, I would love to be a person that's just like, where's the microphone and tell me when I have 3 minutes till I'm on. That sounds awesome. And drugs.
Well, I think a rapper's favorite word to say is no.
He didn't say no. He said nah.
Hey, sound checks it, you know, at 1 p.m. Nah. Okay.
And yeah, what are you going to do? Dude, what are you going to do? Tell 2 Chainz to show up on time? No.
Yeah. So it's, but the coolest part about, I think, Coachella is you see acts that are, you know, putting on a show. And then you just see artists who are just like, oh, I like this song. It's like, and this is a very cooked way to put it, but Lady Gaga, every time she'd play a song, I'd be like, oh, I know this from the radio. But her visuals were so good. It's like, I was listening to radio music, but the visuals are great. And Yeet, I'm listening to just songs, some songs I didn't know, but I was like, oh, this beat's fucking hard. It's just like, they both speak to you in different ways. But it was so funny.
Those artists get paid so much fucking money. Dude, I was talking to this guy after one of my shows in, where the fuck was I? It doesn't matter. But he helped do like 10 years ago, he helped do Coachella. He's a big festival guy, like a producer of festivals. And he was just kind of running me through like all the financials. And he's like, bro, you need, it wasn't Coachella. What's the one right below Coachella in terms of bigness? Mm. It doesn't matter.
No, Stagecoach?
Like, Stagecoach, maybe.
Stagecoach is a country one. That's the one this weekend.
Yeah, maybe Stagecoach. But he was like.
Outside Lands or Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza, thank you so much. Lollapalooza. He's like, dude, these investment firms try to get involved in these festivals. They have no idea how to do it, and they don't know how much money they cost even to start to break even. It's like these festivals are like literally like $30, $40, $50 million to just get the artists there. And yeah, they work, and I didn't know this, dude. They work very similar like comedy clubs where the festival only makes money on drinks and merch. The ticket sales are to get artists there. And to do like the infrastructure and to, because it's all union shit, so all the union workers are so expensive and blah, blah, blah. So the ticket sales just go to expenses, meaning to the infrastructure and to the artists. And the only way the festival makes money is food and beverage and merch. And I was like, dude, that's crazy. That's rolling nuts. The most dice.
Well, yeah, honestly. But I mean, to that point, you know, if Coachella tickets, I think, are like 300 or something, like you're going to spend that amount in food during the weekend and alcohol and all that stuff. So in some sense, it's like it's better to do a 3-day festival because over 3 days you'll spend more than $300 on food and beer versus if it's a one day festival, it's like, okay, everybody's spending, you know, a third of that, really. That's so interesting.
But it's crazy the amount of money these artists are like. I think he said, I can't remember exactly, but I think he said like, I mean, Metallica was like one performance, $2 million or something like that. Like something, like these artists, it's like insane because they know how much the festival's making. So they're like, cool, well, my rate is this. Dude, Lady Gaga, I mean, guys, 10? One performance? 10, probably?
Well, I mean, yeah, the big headliners were Post Malone, who's a pretty penny. Green Day, who doesn't, from my knowledge, I think, tour. So, and a lot of these people are like bands who haven't toured or don't really tour anymore. So,
we watched Green Day. It was Green Day, right?
Yeah. We saw them live. It was beautiful.
They were so good. It's like all the music that we saw was good, obviously. But like you see a band like that and you're like, oh my God, this sounds so dumb to say because they're Green Day. But you're like, oh, these dudes are professional, like so seasoned. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're just sitting in the back like, oh no, these guys are pretty good. It's like, yeah, man, 19,000 plaques later.
Yeah.
But I will say that, and maybe this is a newer age generation of music where it's like, you almost don't expect them to sound as good or better live. You're like, oh.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Like rappers, I often think sound better just, you know, in the car. But like live, it's like it's almost like muffled. But bands are what make you like really appreciate like music.
Yeah, bands and anyone who does like acoustic shit. I mean, live acoustic is so good. Oh, dude, Jack just brought it up. So. You're not in the room, obviously, so I have it in front of me. So, Lady Gaga, do you want to guess what her Coachella rate was?
It's public?
Yeah.
Wow. For two
shows? Oh, she did two performances? Okay. Yeah,
because everybody,
Oh, yeah. Everyone gets two,
I might say 10 mil total. Five a show.
Close.
Really?
Yeah. $8 million. Goddamn.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
Two shows.
Because here's the thing. If I'm Coachella and I'm giving you $8 million, visuals.
Yeah.
I need visuals. I need penguins doing backflips.
I need brand deal in the middle of that bitch. Shout out to Coachella.
Yeah. Fucking ESPNbet.com. Like, I need something. I need Kevin Hart to come out and, like, just on a trampoline in the back. I need Venus Williams doing fucking crip walking. We need something. Yeah. We need something.
You know when Madonna kissed Drake, that's Coachella being like, good. There's your rate right there.
Oh, yeah.
There's your money. That's Drake going, I bid you adieu.
Give me three. All right. So let's hold on. We have more. So can you hit that, Jack, please?
That's awesome.
Dude, it's awesome. And no hate. I fucking rock it out.
Who were the highest? Beyonce got to be nuts.
Yeah.
Because some of these people they get there are like, don't. Like, it's their only time they've ever done a festival or whatever. Like,
right. Or maybe they're not even on tour and they just come out for this.
Right.
So
yeah, Beyonce, I saw AC/DC at one of these. It's like, that dude, that's got to be.
Can you imagine waking up and your agent's be like, listen, do you want to do two performances for 10 mil? Yeah, man. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm clearing whatever calendar I got. Even if I'm supposed to die that day. Oh, man, hold it a week.
Yeah. My baby's being born. I don't give a shit. Shove that bitch back in.
Bro, bring the baby to be born on stage.
Yo, you want your money's worth, Coachella? Yeah, pampers.com.
Holy shit.
So Beyonce in 2018.
Good year. I was there.
Okay. Oh, you were there. So what do you think she pulled?
$6 million a show, 12 total.
Wow, right on. It says 8 to 12, so you were right on. Ariana Grande, 2019.
Higher or lower?
It's same. It's like eight mil.
Wow.
The Weeknd.
What is that per song?
How long do they do, 30 minutes?
Like an hour.
They do an hour? So what? Let's say 2.5, 3 minutes per song. So 3 divided by 60. Someone do that?
20?
20. They're doing less than 20 songs, though. Yeah. They're not doing 20 songs. Let's do 15 songs. There's interludes. There's like, you know, and I have a bit about it, but you know my fucking, the thing I hate the most is when singers talk. Shut the fuck up. No one's here for your podcast, bitch. I came up with this song. No one cares. Sing.
Don't need the director's cut.
Don't need it.
We don't need the interlude.
We don't need director's commentary. Shut up and sing. Yeah. I thank you guys so much for coming because my cat died. Shut up and film Wicked.
I'm okay with it if it's your last song, but sometimes it's so
okay,
forced.
You're right.
But if it's the last song, but a lot of times it's forced. Rappers will do a segue that doesn't need to be a segue. They're like, you know, before I got into music, I just felt lost and I felt hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do DoorDash and I would knock on those doors and I would want to dash and I found God and everything. All right, this next song, it's called Hibachi Grandma. And you're like, how did we get here?
Yeah, but they're like, honestly, I got to give it up to God, man, because when I was on I was sleeping on a mattress outside. So I'd like to give it up to all you guys. Thank you so much. Gratitude, dude. My next song, Big Booty Bitches. Play it. You're like, what? Yeah. That doesn't work at all.
Shout out to Jesus Christ, because his next song is called Homicide Chillin'. All right.
Yep. I killed my cousin in a creek. I mean, what's up with that, dude? You have allegations and you wrote a song about doing it?
It just doesn't need all that. It's no. You guys know his next song. I don't know, man. I want to perform so bad for like Coachella.
What would
not
you...
stand up, not stand up, but like stand like have a music so... set.
Oh, that like, would, dude, but, having a music set's the best.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like it'd be so fun. Everybody had cool like set and stage designs. I feel like it'd be just so fun to just have a fucking Rainforest Cafe on stage, and you're just having a ball. You're just fucking around.
Yeah, dude, I would have like a parrot on my shoulder, and I'd have him help me with my song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
One foot, blue foot, and then probably want a cracker, and then I mean, it would be great.
Yeah,
it would be great. What's her name? Ariana. That's it.
Ariana Grande.
Her 2019 set was 85 minutes long, and she made $8 million.
I mean, so a million every 10 minutes?
She's making $1 million every 10 minutes.
So every minute is 100K. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. You know my favorite thing to watch?
Go ahead. I was going to say. I was going to try and do math live on 4K.
No, math is just hard. Reading's hard. Everything's hard. Anything but talking to you is challenging.
Are you flirting with me?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my favorite thing, speaking of money and minutes, my favorite thing is to watch interviews and they have like money counters as the interview's going on. Like I saw one recently, like Elon Musk was on the BBC and they were doing like the money counter.
He was on
like,
a what?
A big black cock. But okay. He was on the BBC, hello. And then, I mean, say hello. What is this hello? There's no
There's an H.
H. Hello.
There's an H.
Oh, do they say hello? Do they say I'm going to heaven or I'm going to hell? No, they say hell. Oh. These fucking losers.
But you're missing one. It wouldn't be heaven. It'd be Evan.
Oh, you're right. You want to go to Evan? Evan or hell? They don't do that. They say heaven or hell.
Worse. I'm going to San Diego. No wonder they lost
the fucking war.
That's a take.
But anyways, Elon Musk was on a BBC interview,
yep.
And as Elon Musk was talking, his money counter, like how much money he's making every second versus what the interview's making, and the interview he made like $12, and then Elon Musk thing is just like, brrr. Oh, what's this? Oh, the amount of money LeBron. Oh, this was the first one I saw. So Jack right now was showing me the comparison of LeBron. So his LeBron and Bronny are checking into the game at once, and they're doing a money counter like in front of LeBron and in front of Bronny, like how much money they're making every second. And it's crazy. So at this point, it's run for, I mean, I don't even know. I can't explain it, but like LeBron's money's obviously probably 20x what Bronny's making in that second. It's wild. He sent it to you. Just so you can get an idea of what I'm trying to articulate. I think I'm doing a bad job. I know.
Damn.
I know. I need that for women and if they're about to come or not. Dude, We should do Pornhub. We should watch Pornhub and then do that for I'm about to come. Come meter.
Are you still off the no jerk?
No jerk. No porn, dude. Still crushing it.
How was it having the lady come home after
great
2 weeks of being
fantastic
gone?
You forget how warm vagina is. You literally just go, this can't be just connected to 24 hours a day.
Do you think
women take their vaginas for granted?
I don't think
they realize like how like that first the like when you don't have it for a while,
it's like a thermos down there.
Yes, dude.
What
type of soup you got in here? You got pussy soup?
Come chatter.
Better than mine.
I think it's one of those things where they're like, it's still warm.
Goddamn.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them.
Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn. It's always warm, dude. They can be taking an ice bath.
And hopefully there's no freezer burn.
No, there is none, dude. It's always, it's just always warm and great.
How was it? Anything new? Any?
I mean, honestly, you know, dude, when you don't have sex for that long, you don't need to do anything adventurous. Me just putting it in and then pulling out and putting it in is like enough. You're like a 14-year-old boy. You're like, this, you walk around with this, you have this connected. And you, and also the crazy part is like, you let me put this in you is insane.
Yeah,
and the thing is like, not only do you let me, there's part of you that like wants it. And you're like, hold on, you want dick? You're gay.
Not wrong. Yeah, it's like valet parking like a 09 Honda Civic at a Four Seasons. It's like, you're allowing me to pull into that?
Yes, yes. And they don't even charge you?
I haven't even washed this thing. Yeah.
I got jerseys living in the passenger seat. Both are funny.
Yeah. So no.
That's what
nothing.
It feels like. No, but that's what it feels like. That's a good call. Dude, I baby oiled it down though. I mean, it was soaking, bro. I mean, dude, GJ slipped on it like it was ice afterwards. What?
I mean, so did you just ruin the bed sheets or what?
Yeah, I mean, they're gone, bro. They are gone. They've been gone. I mean, because Gigi's butt leaks all over it. So there's butt leaks.
What?
There's like some little bit of fucking baby oil stains all over.
Go ahead. What's happening with your dog?
Yeah, some dogs got butt leakage. Just what happens if you have a dog and sleeps in the bed all the time. I mean, because think about it. A dog doesn't wipe their own ass. Like, they don't have like wet wipes. So sometimes there's a little bit of leakage. Can anyone back me up in this room?
It's just all over your
Thank
bed.
You. It's not all over, but there's probably 6 or 7 butt stains. Yeah.
And how many are from
stains.
You?
I probably got a period blood stain, 1 or 2 in there from the old lady.
Butt and nut stains.
It's butt, nut, period, and baby oil. I mean, if you take my sheets and put it all together, you can create COVID again. The only thing missing was the Wuhan lab. It's a wet mart of a fucking duvet. Am I crushing? Lord.
And what does that room smell like? Turducken?
Yeah, I mean, it smells pretty good.
Turducken, because I'm fucking, does it?
No, it smells good. Yeah, it smells good. Dude, I like candles and shit. It smells good.
What the hell? It's so funny, I light a candle and just nut quick.
Yeah, it is. You don't even, yeah. You know, you light a new candle and it takes a second for the wax to, yeah, it doesn't even go down all the way. Yeah. It is really funny to put out rose petals, candles, champagne, and then just come in 4 seconds and get like a nice hotel.
Bro, the amount of times that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Right this second. Well, it's also really funny to, right before you nut, blow out the candle.
Like with your nut, I go.
No, blow it out. Oh. Like you're, well, but I mean, both funny. Well, but it's so funny to me. Fuck, and then you finish. Yeah. It's like the credits, the end scene credits.
Yeah, but that happens all the time, man. There's too much, uh, too much setup, too much like anxiety. You're like spending all this money. You're like, this has got to be the perfect sexual experience. And then it's just like, you can't get hard. Or you come quick or just like, I mean, it's a nightmare, dude. I came, I wouldn't say fast, but let's say that I'm averaging, you know, 15 to 20. I mean, I was at probably about 4 minutes. Four and a half minutes. And that's me trying to not nut.
Yeah.
That's me pinching. Eventually, you got to. That's me breathing hard.
You got to just give in. He said, I lost this battle.
Yeah.
But we'll get him next time.
Yeah. I lost this war, but I'm not going to lose the battle. Reverse that. I lost this battle, but I'm not going to lose the war. And sometimes you lose the war.
Sometimes you lose the war to a whore.
Yo, honestly, dude, the amount of whores that have ruined lives is just astronomical.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of like basketball players that have succumbed to DMs with a loving wife at home, I mean, by the thousands.
Dude, hear me out. I got an idea.
Go ahead.
Facial recognition unlock for panties. Like only your man can unlock these, or only your girl can unlock these.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, if she goes, she's about to go down on you, and then your pants are like, what is the password? And you just hold your face and it unlocks. Because then if you get a rando, it's like, access denied, sending message to your girlfriend. Login attempt this morning, Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's awful. Like an AirTag?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I'd always think, I'm like, bro, you know what I have to do when I'm in a loving relationship and have a family? What I need to do is I need to tattoo my family next to my right arm. Like just tattoo all their faces. So if I'm ever in a situation but hear me out. If I'm like about to finger, I go, oh shit, I can't
finger
do
who?
It. You know, just you're about to finger and then you look down at your whole like,
but
family.
Finger who?
What do you mean? What's happening?
Finger who? Finger
Am I
who?
Missing something? Finger the whore. What's happening right now? It's a way not to cheat.
But it's too late if you're about to finger.
Well, I mean, not too late. I mean, what's worse, kissing someone or fucking somebody?
I think in a woman's eyes, it's the same. It's the exact. It's one for one.
I think, let me ask you this.
Like in a girl's Instagram like photo, if you're dating somebody and you like another girl's photo, in their eyes, you might as well just ran train on her and went to a vacation to Bora Bora together.
I hear you.
Am I bombing?
No. No. You're totally right. You're totally right. But what I'm saying is I think you can get over a makeout sesh, but you can't get over a fuck sesh. Because think about it. Say you have a girlfriend and she comes back from wherever the fuck and she like tells you, I was on the dance floor, I had a couple shots and I don't know what happened. I like just kissed this guy for like a second, right?
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah. Get out of my life, I hate you. But there's a chance that you can get over that. There's no chance that she's like, I was at Stagecoach and I fucking ate Morgan Wallen's asshole out. You know, it's over.
Yeah.
Like you can't. But if you made out with him, let me ask you this. Are you more okay with like your girl like making out with like a famous person versus like a regular person? Because in my head, I'm like, all right, man.
No.
Okay. All right. You know?
It depends
what
on
what can
it,
you
it,
do.
It depends on the level of fame person, you know? Because if it's like, you know, Justin Bieber, you're like, dude, well, I mean, when is that ever gonna? That's legacy. That's
right.
That's a great white buffalo. But, you know, if she's making out with the fucking D's Nuts guy on Hollywood Boulevard, what the fuck's going on there?
Right.
Just buy a cameo from him.
Yeah.
If she's making out with World of T-Shirts, Josh Block, we're going to have a problem here.
She's making out with a what are those guy? You can't fucking do that.
Why? Are you?
Am I what?
Oh, more okay with it if it's a person of status?
I think there's a small percentage of me that's more okay with it. I if I'm being off funny, I still like the repercussions of it would be the exact same, but I still could be like, All right. I mean, it's the weekend. What are we doing here? Mm-hmm. You know, I'd make out.
Did you at least get, yeah, did you at least get like some free tickets or merch?
Yeah. I mean, you got to go backstage, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you did a thing.
It would definitely not set you up for the brightest future considering that,
it's
like,
still over.
Yeah. Well, also, it's just like, you know, anytime if it's the weekend, his song comes on, you're in the car, you're like, yeah, let me guess, sopping wet down there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know this guy. Oh, he sings so good. That's right. You were sucking and fucking his face.
Dude, I still bring up the fact that my girlfriend never even went on a date with him, but they exchanged messages on Raya, the State Farm guy. And I see that motherfucker everywhere, and I still mess
with Jake from State Farm?
Yeah, I go, oh, look, your boy. She didn't even go out with him. So like, I can't even imagine if she like kissed The Weeknd and I heard his song. I mean, I would ever, when it became Saturday, I'd just be like, oh, cool, The Weeknd. Like, it would just be.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. The reality is that's literally just dating in LA.
Goddamn.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
Like, yeah. I remember a while ago, this was maybe like a year ago, I was showing this girl a band I really loved. Oh. And I was like, oh, that they're like, they're not super, super big, but like, I really like them. And she goes, oh yeah, I was going on some dates with a drummer. And I was like, no, I fucking love this band. Nobody knows about this band besides me, which is not true. But in my head, I'm like, of course. Dude, the amount of times I've been on a date and then somehow it always gets brought up, the person that they're about to name drop, you know? Oh, you know the lead singer? Yeah, we actually used to fuck. What?
It's a fuck
Lionel Richie?
Yeah. But it's a weird, like, look at my value kind of like Boy Scout badge type thing. It's like, well, you're on a date with me, you're welcome, because I used to fuck, you know, whoever the fuck, I can't think of anyone. Russell Wilson.
Every time that it was brought up with me, it didn't read as a flex, but it came out so naturally. It's not like I was sitting there like, oh, what famous people have been on dates with, but it was just something along the lines of like, a song came on, or I was like, oh yeah, I actually love the 1975. And she's like, oh yeah, I mean the singer used to talk. You're like, what do you mean the singer? You mean Matty Healy? Are you fucking out of your mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But like, they never
brought
it up. I
think it's a flex though. I really think it's like,
yeah,
you're sort of like, look at the value of the girl that you're in front of. Like, not that you're welcome, but like, just kind of like I have value on the market. Just to let you know. You know that band 1975 that you love? Yeah. Just to let you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm top notch vagina. It's always warm, even in an ice bath.
Anyways.
So a whole Coachella experience, 10 out of 10.
Coachella was great. So fun. It was great. I just didn't think about work. It, you know what it was? It was that same weekend one, and I was on the road and everyone was posting about it. And I was like, nah, this looks kind of cool. I don't know if I really want to go, but like, it looks cool, but like, it would be fun to go. And then I got an opportunity to go for a brand. And then I was like, why wouldn't I? I literally have nothing going on this weekend. I start sending out some texts and I end up knowing more people going that than I thought. And I'm like, oh, this might work. It honestly worked out better that I had so low like plans and so low expectations that everything, like something funny was one of my friends was out there and I FaceTime him like, yo, where are you staying? He's like, oh, I'm by the festival. I was like, me too. And then he's like, oh, I'll share you my location. I open the map and his dot is right next to mine. I'm like, what the fuck is this glitching?
Yeah.
And then I hear the music from outside kind of echoing on the phone. And I go, bro, go in your backyard right now. I pop up over the fence like two little guinea pigs just fucking popping up like
some
ferrets.
Shut up.
And it's one of my boys, like one of my homies is the house directly behind us.
What?
So then I hop over that fence and then just start hanging and like partying with him and his friends. And it just was so like, you know, it just it everything worked out. And I think it was just nice to like have no expectations, but just go have fun. Everything worked out so great. It was fun. And I was me and Young Gravy were just kind of just with a gang out there of people. It was just fun. It was just a good, goofy time. But overall, man, Coachella was awesome, man. And I think Stagecoach is kind of what people are saying for next year. I think you and I, we should go.
Bro,
it's more country, but they're getting more like fucking.
Dude, I am. I know a lot of people feel this way. I am so on country. It's crazy. Like,
wasn't Morgan Wallen your number one artist?
Yes, dude. I'm like, it makes me feel good. Like I can listen to it in the background. I turn on in the morning. Like, it just like gets my day, and it like just reminds me of like. When I was in college in South Carolina and everyone else was in the country.
Happy
just
times.
Like, it's happy times, dude. And I love it. And I love a good, like, Am I About to Cry song. And they got a lot of those in there, too.
They got a lot of duality on that, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just a nice time. It's a nice,
We should definitely try to go. I mean, I felt like I've done Coachella and I've seen what that offers. It's always so fun. But I think Stagecoach would be really fun. It's just something new, a little different, but it would be really fun to get an Airbnb and you just fucking have a
that
pool
so
and you all just
fun.
Hang together. The most fun part is literally just like rallying together. It's like, you know, 10 a.m. and you're like shot. I like it because I can literally just live the life of a degenerate on purpose. I can be like, okay, today I'm not going to do any work, or I'll post the thing at like 10 a.m. and then I'm just going to go have fun and just fucking whatever comes my way. Oops, what's in that chocolate bar I just ate? Oops. What's in that gummy I just ate?
Oops, what's behind that fence? Pussy.
Yeah. And it wasn't. It was the cops. But
we
should definitely do that, man. Should we get into some sock talk?
Bro, I love... Yeah, let's do a little sock talk.
Okay, guys, this is a sock talk from Carly. She says, sometimes
smash.
Sometimes I fake being asleep after hooking up just so I don't have to do the awkward small talk.
I love this girl.
Yeah, so
good
do
job.
Men.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, I faked being asleep. I faked auditions. I faked fires.
I faked
deaths.
My own death.
Yep. What's up, dude? We should do a podcast. so much stuff. Like, I have faked, you know how, like, there's the fuck sesh, and then there's the cleanup, and then sometimes a lady has to go to the bathroom? I have faked being asleep, like, in the time that she's in the bathroom. Michael?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't even snore, but I hit him I hit him with that. Oof, that means good night. That's do not disturb for my face.
Well, I will say what it does feel, what it does feel like, I think it's like you get the opposite. Like, post-nut, guys, you're like, there goes any energy I left. It's out of me
and
onto a weird tube sock. Yeah. But I think women get a lot of energy out of it.
Yeah.
So I just kind of just slowly like, if me, literally, I will fall asleep within minutes, seconds. So, I faked that. I shot a sketch. I haven't put it out, but I really like the idea. It's like men get super busy right after a hookup, and it's just funny. Like, Yeah, so it's just me being like, oh, I forgot I have a flight in 15 minutes. Oh, I can drive you. Yeah, you know, I actually have a paper due and yesterday, and it's just all these like things. But
yeah,
it's all of a sudden every guy has the earliest morning ever the second he comes. The second he comes, he turns into Ashton Hall. Babe, get the bowl of ice. I gotta go.
Where's the tape? It's on your mouth. Give it on mine.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say?
Yeah, people fucking with mouth tape on.
Yeah, probably.
Bro, years ago I slept over a girl's house and she was early to the mouth tape thing. And I remember she looked at me, she goes, "Do you have anything else you want to say?" And I go, "What?" She goes, "I'm about to mouth tape."
Also,
like,
dude,
hey, do that shit in the morning.
Also, real quick, like before the mouth tape thing got so like ubiquitous, can you imagine if that girl had a mouth tape on and a cop walked in? Like, I didn't do that. It's not, and she's like, it's like duct tape because she ran the fucking mouth. Dude, my ex was on that. Like, we're talking about four years ago.
People on it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole book on
And then
on,
the
like,
cop looks
tape.
And he goes, "Hold up, let me get the handcuffs." But I remember she was like, "Oh, you should try the mouth tape." So we both put on mouth tape. Keep in mind, this was a girl that I like briefly saw. Like, we weren't even dating. And then we kissed with mouth tape on. I'm like, we're going to start a fucking forest fire.
Dude, kissing with mouth tape on is actually super cute.
I miss her.
I hear you.
She lives in Italy.
Does she? Why do you live in? God. Why would you live in Italy when hot there's America?
Hot women are always moving.
They are
and just
moving,
the
but like
wonder life.
But you understand, like, why would you live anywhere else when America is opened? Like,
have you ever ridden a Vespa 7 Aperol Spritz deep, Michael?
I hear you, man, but that's cool for a week and a half. And then you're like, oh, cool. What? A pasta?
Yeah, I don't know.
Awesome. What? Cigarettes and getting sexual harassed in the street? Cool.
New York.
Yeah, New York.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Some people like love traveling.
No.
Hate it.
Buddy, let me tell you something.
Get me home to my own bed.
I have a bit that I haven't written yet, but this is my take on it. This is my take on it. Ready? People don't like traveling. People like telling people that they traveled.
That's it.
That's
good.
I don't think, you know what I mean? I don't like, you're, it's like if you
it's
ask.
It's like reading a book.
Well, some people like reading, but it's very similar. But some people don't like
get
reading.
Out.
All right, if I just leave the screen.
Well, no, but
it's like if
like,
you ask them actually what happened during the vacation, you'd be like, "Oh, well, we got in 3 fights, and I lost my leg." But that's what actually happened.
Where they go, Pirates of the Caribbean? It feels okay. So the people that really read don't tell you they read. The Correct. Same way the people that like really travel don't tell you they travel.
Yep,
well,
yep,
I don't know. I don't know. But so it's like, dude, it blows my mind. Well, here's the thing: some people travel. And it's like sick as fuck. They're like, it's life changing. We're like, I went backpacking for 2 weeks through Chile and then Tahiti. And you're like, whoa, that's crazy. But if somebody's like, yeah, you know, I just like to go to Scottsdale. Yeah, cool. No, not real. But like, I don't know, man.
But do you
it
ever
doesn't
take,
scratch the itch for me.
Do you ever
every
take
city looks the same.
Yeah. It's the same. It's the exact same thing. It's like
I'm looking at my window and there's a fucking a Qdoba, a Quiznos, and a fucking Leslie's Pool Supplies. Where, dude, I could be in my own neighborhood right now.
Yeah.
Or North Carolina. I don't fucking know.
North Carolina, Sacramento, Indianapolis, St. Louis, all the same city.
Yeah.
They're not, but they are. They all look the same.
Yeah.
But dude, the thing is, the funny thing about traveling, right, is you do it. It's like, I have a horrible memory is the problem. So I travel, and after 3 weeks, everyone's like, "Where'd you go?" I go, "Bitch, I don't even fucking, I have no idea." So what's the point of me traveling? I don't even fucking remember anything. And then also, I travel, and then I like, "Oh, I found my chi." I don't take that back. After 4 days, I'm back to yelling at my screen with fucking Canva. So what's the point of going to travel?
I guess those couple of days, you're not yelling at your screen.
Yeah, I mean,
I think so much of it is it's all under the same umbrella of traveling, but it's about the people you're with.
True.
Sometimes. Yes.
No, that's true.
Some people like, I don't know, just the dumbest shit. Like If I went to a cabin by myself, I'd be cool for, you know, 2 days, 3 days, whatever. Yeah. But you go to a cabin with like six of your like homies or like three couples, you're like, dude, this is so much. It's all about the people you're with. So
yeah. Dude, going to a cabin with a bunch of couples and then after 3 days doing like couple y'all swaps.
Fuck.
Yeah. You're just like, what should we play? Twister or couple swap? Let me take a guess.
Or who's in my mouth? Ladies yeah, only.
It's me.
Dude.
Dude, playing Swingers. Who's in my mouth and being like, oh, it's me. Like you're in your own mouth. I mean, what a disappointing find. You turn off the lights.
You play who's in my mouth. You turn the lights on. You're just balls deep in a sofa.
Where did everyone go? Jack, what were you saying? Oh, all right. Let's do some secret socks.
All right. So this secret sock says, what would be your last meal? It can literally be anything. No rules. Here's a picture for context.
If I was on death row, this would be my last meal. Foot a burrito in water? Or is that a baked potato?
It looks like a Chipotle burrito to me.
Yeah.
First of all, the water is just insane. Your last meal, you're going to pick water?
That water looks like it's fresh out of a Nissan. That's a car water bottle.
Yeah, that water's been rolling around the back of a Sienna for months. And what's in that foil? Meth?
Maybe a severed foot.
That foot's awful. So, not that. But the ankle is crazy. But I understand. It's awful. It's weird.
What is your, as a fellow foot guy yourself, what's your take on the pinky toe nail ratio? It's always so small. Do you want a little, not a lot, or have you ever seen one where it's just really there?
I want a medium amount. Having too much is insane. Having a little bit's crazy. Then it just looks like a toe with no nail. A little bit's fine.
So what's your guys' last meal that you would have? It can be anything.
A smash burger, a Coke bottle from the glass, and a hand grenade.
It's pretty good. You try to get out of prison?
dude, what would mine be?
I would have Roscoe's chicken and waffles, a sundae with warm hot fudge and warm caramel and peanuts on top. And I said peanuts, guys. No, peanuts on top. And just like a heaping spoonful of pussy.
I was going to say, this is too normal. Heaping spoonful and what order?
Here's the crazy thing, dude. I think I'm going to go half of the Roscoe's chicken and waffles first. Then I'm going fuck. A puss break. Then I'm having the other half of the Roscoe's chicken and waffles with the sundae. So I'm taking bites of the chicken and waffles with the sundae. So I get like the sweet and the savory.
Bro. You're getting meal prep and puss right there. And also the savory, I'll tell you what, that ain't coming off the waffles. That's off our cooter.
Yeah. Oh. And then I'm probably just going to, and then I'll have like, oh, hold on. Can I do one thing? I'm going to do one thing.
You act I'm gonna like go, there's a judge or a bailiff watching.
100%. No. I'm going to go one hit of weed. One hit.
Bro, you're about to unalive, and let me get one hit.
I just want
one hit. I'm shooting heroin into my forehead, getting a Wendy's Baconator, and calling my ex-girlfriend. But this is all your fault.
And then she hears one single gunshot.
That was to my dick, not even my head.
Oh, dude. Yeah, one hit of weed, and then I'm doing that whole thing. And at the end, I want a full glass of cyanide.
Ooh. Okay. Here's my alternative. If they can't make the first two combinations work.
Okay.
So a blunt.
Yeah.
Pocket pussy.
Yeah. Dude, a pocket
pussy. And one.
You go to a pocket pussy when you can have like Sydney Sweeney's actual asshole?
Yeah.
All right.
But I don't want all that. I don't want
okay.
Pocket pussy. All right. And then one piece of fresh Panda Express orange chicken and a revolver fully loaded.
I want a revolver with one bullet so I can play Russian roulette by myself. Click. Fuck! Click. Come on, man. Dude, how long can you play Russian roulette?
Five spins.
No, because you spin it every single... You can play Russian roulette for 2 years. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Dude, after like 9, I'm just placing the bullet where it needs to go so it works.
Oops, I missed. Yeah. Weed, a fleshlight, a Wendy's Frosty.
Oh, that's
two spoonfuls of heroin and some chicken fries.
Chicken fries are great. I'm also gonna do IHOP pancakes. Dude, I have pancakes. Everyone go fuck themselves. They're so good.
I mean, in reality, it's
just
like,
the middle.
In reality, if this is my last meal, I mean, I'm ordering like Bezos' son. Like, I want like we're going Nobu. We're going burgers. Yeah. We're doing medium rare steaks.
Yeah,
half a tit. In reality, I would take the Last Supper's table amount of food. And I would eat it all, throw up, hit a line.
Yeah, I think I would just try to do all the drugs at the end. I'd just be like, give me everything that we got. I'm doing all the food, vagina.
Yeah.
You know what's so
charcuterie
funny?
Charcuterie board.
Yeah, not one of us said a phone to call our moms.
Yeah, that's not a meal. I feel like you do it before.
You got one phone call before you get off. Who are you calling?
My mom.
Yeah, me too.
Who are you calling?
My mom. Yeah. My mom for sure. Everyone else can go fuck themselves.
It's called JG Wentworth.
you just called 411? Hello.
I'll call 911. Like, this guy's trying to kill me. And they'd be like, well, what did you do? I'd be like,
All right, did we do it? Did we do it?
We did it, guys. That's an episode.
Thank you so much for watching and listening. Thank you, Mr. Wallace, for joining Stiff Socks. But yeah, guys, that's it, man. Thank you guys so much. Also, a friendly reminder, we have a Patreon, drops every Friday, ad-free bonus episode. Also, we also are doing the Wednesday regular episodes on that feed as well, ad-free. So join Patreon, patreon.com/SiffSocksPod. If you are an Apple subscriber, just swipe your face. It'll populate in your feed. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blas on our tour. That is it, and I got a big old dick.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.